Well, even though we haven't quite got there yet, I've got to say it's around the corner. Winter is coming. And for most of us, we take for granted that we can just pop into the wardrobe, pop on that jacket from last year and throw it on and get outside and be relatively warm. For a lot of folks, that's not the case. And somebody that's decided to do something about that for people right here in the Hunter, he's the director of iTravel at the Junction. His name is Andrew Minto. Good morning, Andrew. Jackets for Charity is what we're talking about this morning. Can you just take us through the initiative and how you all came about it and we'll go from there?
Yeah, hi Mark. Yeah, the idea came about when I was shifting house. You know, I just worked out that I've got way too many jackets and thinking I've got a problem with jackets here. But I thought back to also to a time I seen it in the US, the Today Show USA had a jackets appeal as well. And I thought, well, something that we really haven't addressed or done in Newcastle, a lot of people have charities out there and do a fantastic job collecting food and blankets, but nothing really for jackets. And I think jackets is sort of something that gives a sort of dignity back to some of the people that are actually needy and need of them. So that's why, hence how it all happened.
I think it's a great idea, Andrew, because like you said to me before we started, it's fine to have blankets and sleeping bags, but during the day, if you're out on the street, you want to be able to walk around with that basic level of dignity, and giving people a jacket would be a great way to do it.
Oh, that's exactly right. And the Soul Cafe, who we're working in combination with, do a fantastic job up there. And they actually deal with a lot of people, not only the needy and the homeless. They actually deal with people who may be on the breadline and may not have funds at the end of each day or week. And so we're actually reaching out to more than just the homeless. We're reaching out to people in Newcastle who are in need. So it's a fantastic charity and a fantastic job these guys do. So the working in with the Soul Cafe, was the whole idea was to work with someone who is giving out directly to the people that need it. So they actually feed, you know, around about 800 to 1,000 meals per week. So they do a great job. So they've got they're seeing the people each day, and we've had really good feedback from the guys already. We've taken up a shipment of jackets already to them last week, and the people that are coming in are really excited and getting behind it. And, you know, it's exciting to see, you know, because these people obviously, you know, are in need. And obviously I had way too many jackets, and I'm happy to donate them to a worthy cause.
Are you sure you haven't been raiding my wardrobe? That sounds like what happens when I open up. I think, man, I've got too many jackets. I've got shirts that I reckon if I hang on to them for another couple of years, they may even come back in fashion. But
that's exactly right. And I thought the same thing. I thought, you know what, there's someone out there who, as it's starting to get colder now, and this morning was pretty fresh, so as it's starting to cool down now, I'd really like to see, you know, the jacket that I haven't worn for a while go to someone who really needs it. So that's the whole idea.
Now, obviously, we want to keep this going, but if you have a rough idea of how many you would like to see come into the cafe?
Oh, look, there is no particular number. We've probably had over 250-odd jackets so far donated. Like, you know, we've got wonderful... we've been promoting it throughout our clients through iTravel, and we've got wonderful supportive clients of our office, and they've really dug deep and they've really gotten behind it. There's a newspaper article yesterday, and since then we've had people just say, oh, we've seen it in the paper, we're going to call pass and drop jackets in. So even since yesterday, we've probably had about 15 jackets dropped in. So look, the more the merrier. There's a lot of people out there that are in need, so there's no limit as to how many we're happy to collect.
Andrew, that is great to see that you're having that immediate response too. We know people in the Hunter are very, very generous. If someone's listening and thinks, you know what, I've got a jacket or two I can pass on, how do we go about doing that? What's the best way for us to connect with you?
Mark, we've got two locations where they can actually drop the jackets into. There's the iTravel at the Junction in Union Street, which is next door to Walden's, the flower shop, if everyone knows that. And also out at Warners Bay, we've got a location out there, which is Shop 8 at 478 the Esplanade. And we're taking the jackets right up until the end of the month. And the idea was to have a May jacket appeal to try and get as many in as possible and get it to those people before it really starts to cool down.
Andrew, great idea. You're doing a great work there, as are the great guys and girls at the Soul Cafe. I better let you go and get those jackets, bundle up and off to those who need them. Have a great one.
Awesome, Mark. Thank you very much.
He is from iTravel, and what a great initiative he's got going there. Jackets for Charity, the Soul Cafe, doing a good job as well. To NURFM 103.7.